This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You want to throw some fire at somebody right now?
Who are we throwing it at?
So, my friend and this is my supervisor, Adam Martiano of Masson. Mm-hmm. He's always trying to bust my chops and put me down. You know, that's his way of telling me that I did good. So he texts me one day. He said, I forgot to tell you this. So this is what I got to do. I got to get up in the morning, get in my car, listen to the big, really bad morning show. So go have at him. Have at him.
Well, it's really bad now. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
I'll let y'all figure it out.
Well, hold on.
He said, think about it. He went special ed on us.
What had happened was
now the Ravens. Do you think, Ed, they need home field advantage to make a legitimate run at the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've proven that we can win on the road and lose at home. So what's the difference? I don't see this as a big deal at all. I'd like to see it because it's fun having these guys. You know. It's fun to have the games here and to talk. Yeah, we got home field, and you have the prestige and the revelry of, you know, having your downtown, you know, crazy because you have the, you know, playoff game here. They don't need it. Didn't help them, and it, you know, it hasn't hurt them sometimes.
So. Do you, Jeremy?
Do they have to have it? No, I mean, but like, don't you want?
But you think it helps?
Yeah, you want. Well, it obviously helped. You want every single advantage, and again, not knowing where the AFC Championship game is played, you know, I don't want to go into Kansas City there. Am I afraid to play them? No, but my preference would be to play them here, you know?
Yeah. Like, I like the three of these guys together, but I prefer just two of them.
Yeah. I ain't going to say which two, but it was the two that was here the last three.
I really doubt that's what he was saying, but go ahead.
Maybe I said something about Deion Sanders at some point that pissed him off. Yeah, so, like, look, I look at the situation as you want every single advantage. I mean, they had that 2 years ago, and it didn't work out. But we've seen this team, as Ed pointed out, go on the road under John Harbaugh and have a lot of success on the road in the playoffs. But yes, it would be a lot easier if you got to stay home and prepare here.
Okay, if they get the number one seed, how many wins do you think that takes?
I think it takes at least 13.
I think 13 altogether. I think you'll have multiple teams with 11 or 12, but I think 13 wins. 13 and 4? I think they get you the number one seed.
I guess the big question would be is,
although,
like,
last year Kansas City lost what, one or two?
Oh yeah, they had that two. Run. Yeah, but like Kansas City's division is much tougher this year, right?
Yes.
I mean, all three teams that entered division, in my opinion, got better. Now, does it mean that they got better and they're better than the Chiefs? No, but I think the Chargers with their draft, the Denver Broncos, I mean, all of it. You look at the AFC East, and it's like, who there is even going to push back against the Bills?
The closest, I think, is going to be the Jets this year with like 9 wins.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are bullish on the Patriots, which
I know.
Because of like some of the rookies they drafted. Yeah. They like Drake May and what they saw from him.
I was talking about that with Rob last week. I'm like, I hear it, but I don't understand why.
Stephon Diggs is there now. Not that that's something that's going to put it over the top, but he is coming off a significant injury. Yeah, and again, we don't know. We're just with the Dolphins. It's like, what week is Tua going out where we look at the offense and go, well, what is that? What's wrong with Rob? The Jets thing?
Well,
Jets have 9 wins? We going to add last year's 5 wins to the 4 wins they're going to have this year?
we shall see. I mean, it's a weak division. I think they can. I mean,
I thought you were in the police force there, Fireman Ed.
I don't think it's unreasonable, really, because they have the, look, that. He's playing now because we did this last week. Yeah. Like, that was my team. But I explained it. They had the 3rd best defense in the NFL last year. Their offense got better, and it's a weak division. So I think they can actually, you know, have a 9-8 record.
They start off with the Steelers, the Bills, and the Buccaneers, 0-3.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, they could beat the Dolphins, I think.
They win, Rob, they have the 26th. Weakest schedule.
They had the Cowboys.
They have the weakest schedule in the NFL.
They can win
They're
that.
26.
2-3. Then the Broncos. It's a loss. Panthers, maybe.
The Panthers.
At the Bengals, no. Maybe the Browns. Split against the Patriots. They lose to the Ravens. Falcons, maybe.
Their opponents have a 440 winning percentage.
And
they're 26th in the NFL.
But they're the Jets. That only matters if you're a good team.
With your opponents. If you're a good team, you don't get that schedule.
Man, what a 9 games.
Okay, good. I'm happy for you. Happy now? It's
like, you said they're not winning 9 games.
We'll see. We shall see.
I think anybody in that division win 9 games would be maybe the Dolphins to get lucky and win 9.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to be good at all.
I don't think so either. That's why I said maybe they get lucky. And then again, maybe I'm just waiting for that shoe to fall with Tua. I don't believe in him. I just don't.
I mean, I think when he's there, he's good, right? He's better than we thought, to be fair. That offense looks totally different with him in it. When he's out, it's like, I'm not afraid of anything. Can anybody push the ball downfield to Tyreek Hill? Are you going to keep trying sweeps with him and short stuff and hoping that he can break one? Because he's a guy that you want to get in space and see what he can do. But again, there's a ton of weapons on offense there. I'm not sure about their defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Bruce. What's up, Bruce?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Fine. I got 2 quick things, a statement and a question. The Ravens, it's like I'm the type of fan that's just ready to get to the playoffs, man. We done did this regular season thing every year. That's just me.
Hey, Bruce, it's funny you say that because I said to these guys about a month or so ago, maybe a little longer than that, I wonder how many people are going to be engaged in the Ravens. They may be better off to have a slow start than to start off hot because I think there are a lot of people that think like you. Just get us to the postseason.
Yes. Yes, sir. And the next one is just a question. You guys can just say yes or no or don't answer at all. I don't want to get too deep because I don't want to get you guys in trouble. But me and my guys, we feel, of all you local guys up there, do all you guys get along? The local radio stations.
Local radio stations or everybody at this station?
Or this show?
Not the national shows. Just like y'all guys, the big bad morning show after you guys, the guys after that.
I get along with almost every single person. Nestor is a Aparicio is a trash human being.
See, he's gone. I don't know if he's taking.
Should be shot into the sun.
All of us at the station.
He said station. So if you want to take it from a standpoint, you get along with other media members, right? Not here. Look, answer both. You, well, I'm not talking to you. Ed, do you get along with other media members not here?
Yeah.
For the most part?
Well, absolutely. Hang out with, I mean, Justin.
Yeah.
Brett Holland is at BAL 98 Rock.
Brett Holland is a friend of mine.
The morning show people over at 98 Rock. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah. Justin Slagle and I play tummy sticks every once a week.
So. Do you?
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. I don't get along with everybody here.
No. Name the guys you don't like here. We'll all go in a circle.
We're about to go to a break in a minute.
I get along with everybody here. I like to think if somebody doesn't get along with me, that's their problem. Like, not me, because I don't try to be a jerk to anybody.
This room and that room, I get along with everybody.
Why'd you play?
Oh, that room over here, 106.5, I get along with everybody over that there now. That room now, way over there, 101.9 now,
I do think some people would be surprised at the guys that don't get along behind the scenes. And I am not giving anyone names, but I would look at different shows and go, do those guys like each other? You might think that too when we start getting in arguments, but like so many times we'll fight on the air and we start laughing off the air.
Well, that's two different questions. Well,
that's not, I mean,
do we get along or do I like you? We get along together, but I don't like you, Jeremy.
Rod likes me. He can say what he wants, but he likes me.
We get along.
I like that you like me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.